You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome in. Good morning. Hope you're staying warm out there because it is not nice outside. This is the Norton Automotive Extra Point Show. No Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here with you for the week, up until Friday at least. It's brought to you by Norton Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Norton. Shop online at NortonAuto.com. I've got to say, it makes me feel pretty good seeing how everything worked out for that Bills-Bengals game. It was a game that you needed to have, but also it wasn't the worst thing in the world if you did lose. But it would have been annoying to lose to the Bengals again. There was enough to it where it was a satisfying win. I think that's the best way to say how that one was. It was satisfying. And there's nothing bad about getting yourself that satisfying win. And that really is what it's all about at the end of the day. Are you happy with what you watched? Absolutely. Neutral fan also probably loved that game. Again, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. 803-0550, the number to call if you want to have anything to talk about here. If you want to be mad about the Sabres, we can do that. If you want to be happy about what the Bills game was, we could do that too. It was a satisfying win. It's not necessarily a good win, but good and satisfying don't have to be the same thing. Are you worried about New England? We can move on there. There's plenty to go ahead and talk about here. Give us a shout at 803-0550 if you want to get in here. Sabres last night, of course, the colossal disappointment that team continues to be. And we'll talk a little bit about that as well. College football playoff. I did a little bit of this in the nightcap yesterday. I do want to do it again as well today. And, of course, primetime players at 11 o'clock, as always, on a Tuesday here on the Extra Point Show. When I say that the game was a satisfying win, I think it had to do with how it happened. It was tough sledding to start. It didn't look like the Bills would be in control of anything here. But it ultimately turns into the way that it evolves. The defense wasn't stopping anything in the first half. It was tough. Three drives, three touchdowns for the Bengals. And it looked like, okay, this is going to be a tough game all around. The Bills fall down by two scores, and it looks like there's not going to be any stopping them at this point. And then in the second half, everything turns around. The Bills get themselves back to within it. They have an opportunity to make some plays. And then the defense, for the second straight game, turns the contest on its head. They do a major course correction for what the game is looking like and turn it into something else. Spearheaded by Christian Benford, taking a football to the house. But that was such a fun game. And considering what Pittsburgh was last week, especially the first half of that game, it was good to get the opposite of that, which was high-flying, lots of action, tons of scoring for both teams, and a reminder that the Bills are still able to do what they can when Josh Allen's dialed in. Yes, it's the Bengals' defense. We do have to have that very major reminder. They're the worst defensive unit in football, and it showed. They were easily the worst at defending tight ends, and my goodness, that showed. First play of the game, play action, Dawson Knox casually puts up a big play over the middle. I ran the risk in that morning of Breakfast with the Bills of saying like the defense for Cincinnati was garbage, and I ran the risk of really eating my words on that. But no, they ultimately proved to be who they are because the Bills didn't punt in that game. They have the fumble out of, they have the fumble into the end zone, but they didn't punt that game. And you're not a good defense if you're not forcing a punt to flip some field position. So, it was a couple of really aggressive calls for fourth down that also are in this game. Again, satisfying. It was a very satisfying win, is the best way to put it. And it really does speak to, yeah, the Bills may be hot and cold this year. They may not necessarily be trustworthy on a week-to-week basis, especially with teams that have an elite defensive unit like the Texans or Denver. But they also showcased over the last 2 weeks the ability to punch you back if you punch them in the mouth. The Steelers frustrate Buffalo in the first half, and then what do? They run it down Pittsburgh's throats. The Bengals scoring on a constant basis on the defense, and they create several turnovers that flip the game on its head. They have shown a little bit of a resiliency that reminds you this is the team that you do have to take seriously in the postseason. This is the team that, when it comes to the current playoff field, is the one that is the most trustworthy in the AFC because they have been around. We don't know what the Broncos are going to do. We don't know what the Patriots or the Jaguars are going to do. We do know that the AFC North is bad. We do know that the Houston Texans defense is incredible. But also, people on the outside know the Buffalo Bills do make the Chiefs sweat it out every year in the postseason. Their main bugaboo is not here. And I do wonder about that with the Chiefs losing. Buffalo's biggest playoff bugaboo is gone. Last year they solved the divisional round, but they didn't solve the Kansas City problem. Oftentimes the divisional round has been a Kansas City problem. But now this year you have a chance to break plenty more about the stigma of the playoffs with Buffalo. There is the ability to see if the Bills can finally win one on the road with this group. Mostly because you don't have a choice right now. You lose to New England, they clinch the division that day. If you win, you still need help from either the Jets, good luck with that, or Miami, who has been playing better. But the Bills are, for the most part, going to be a road playoff team. And they have yet to be a successful road playoff team with this group. They have yet to be this team that can win not just on the road at all, but also you're going to have to do it for several games through the entirety of your postseason, probably. Rocking as the sixth seed is not going to help you. can you prove to break something else from the stigma of your postseasons? Can you break through and prove something? Can you change the narrative? And I think with this team, it's gotten to a point with the fan base where enough is enough. There is a little bit of this, you got to break through, and now there's less excuses. The Bills do ultimately falter the inside track on the division this year, and while there is an outside chance that they win it, I don't really like their odds. And it has nothing to do with Buffalo themselves or even New England. It has to do with New England's schedule. I don't think that the Bills are going to find themselves the division winners at the end of the day. And it just is because New England's schedule has been that soft this year that I don't know what to think of it. Like, they moved the Patriots-Ravens game in week 16 to Monday or to Sunday night, and I'm like, cool. So we're going to see the Patriots beat down the Ravens in prime time, because that's a team that has been shrinking to the spotlight this year. But Baltimore's out of this thing at the moment. Their only way in is through the AFC North Division. They are a game behind now. Kansas City is as close to numerically done as possible, because they don't have a tiebreaker on anybody in the playoffs still. Indianapolis fell out, and that was without the Chiefs being a concern there for a head-to-head. They still don't have it, and they also still don't win games. That's the other problem. Kansas City's just not winning games either this year. Hate to see it. But that's what this year's going to be. We all find out together. And now, one of the things we're finding out is, what do the Bills do without Kansas City in the way? What can the Bills accomplish without Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo on the other sideline? Are there some good coaches in this playoff field? Yes. Unfortunately, I have to say that Mike Vrabel is one of them with New England. But I also know how hard it is to win a season series, especially through three games. Sean Payton is a good coach, but I also don't respect Denver's offense, mostly because of their quarterback. Pittsburgh does not have a good coach. The Chargers have a good coach. They also have dramatically harsh injuries to their offensive line. Buffalo and Houston might, oddly enough, be the teams that are the scariest heading into the playoffs within the AFC, for two very different reasons. Houston, you know what they are on a week-to-week basis. You know what you're getting out of the Houston Texans, which is a suffocating defense and an offense that just has to do enough because they have such a suffocating defense. The Bills are for a vastly different reason. It's because their ceiling is so high. They are a high variance team. The floor is low. You can lose to Miami or Atlanta. And then the ceiling is so high, where they win a game like this against Cincinnati, or they come back and beat the Baltimore Ravens in week one. And while those teams are highly flawed themselves, it's that they have this high ceiling to them. They can dominate the Carolina Panthers, who are kind of creeping around seeing if they can win the NFC South this year. The Bills, with the high variance that they have, though, like completely dominating, but controlling a game against the Chiefs in the regular season. Controlling a game that was a back-and-forth affair against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They show that they can do this. It's that the highs are high, but the lows are low. And that is the mystery, but it's also the danger for higher seeds. Because as of right now, if the playoffs started today, they take on Jacksonville. And I would trust Buffalo to frustrate Jacksonville, mostly because Jacksonville, like Buffalo, is frustrating. And also because Jacksonville does not have a lot of experience within the postseason. Buffalo does. Sean McDermott has learned a lot of harsh lessons through these postseasons. Learning those lessons could make you better. And I think there has been an evolution in the head coach. That said, losing the first round this year, the consequences could be a little bit higher. Can you make it happen? Unfortunately, all we can do is find out. But I think the consequences could be there for McDermott. But it's also good to say that he has evolved a little bit since 13 seconds. And I'm sorry to say that and bring it up to everyone again, but there has been a difference within this head coach. There is a little bit more of that aggression. And even this year, he dialed it back a little bit with the fourth down calls. But Cincinnati is another reminder. Nope. He recognizes this is not an offense that you mess around with. We got to stay on the field. And I think that's the key here. Recognizing your opponent, understanding your opponent. But also understanding now that the Bills themselves have been this high-variance team. In an AFC where there's questions about everybody, it's not a surprise that the national media is going ahead and saying, Buffalo's the team I don't want to see against in the playoffs. Because they have been here. And this entire playoff field, they really are the one that has been here. Them in Houston. And that's not an accident. That's not an accident. Those are the teams you should be the most worried about. And again, it's for vastly different reasons. One has an incredible defense, and I would want to stay away from Houston. But the other has the best quarterback in the game, at least in that playoff field. Drake May is making his case. And even against Buffalo, he was fantastic. But let's not pretend that the Bills have a good defense. They have one that can hang on and is average at best. But when Drake May has to play against playoff teams, we're going to see what happens. If it started today, New England's taking on Houston. Can Drake May perform the same way that he has this year against that? That's a question I would like to find out. And now that the Bills have kind of stabilized themselves a little bit within this playoff field, I think it's going to help with the understanding of, all right, here we go. Let's see what happens, and let's see what's going to end up happening. Finish the deal, get the X next to the name, and we're all going to find out together. But they might, as inconsistent as they are, be the most trustworthy team to a lot of people on the outside. Here, we watch them all the time. We talk about them every day. There's a different story there. But the rest of the AFC being so flawed is going to be how the Bills can have its chance. 803-0550 is the number to call as we get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Alan first. Welcome into the Extra Point Show. What you got?
Hey, Derek. First of all, I think I just want to disagree with you as far as the division goes. I look back, if Burrow, and this is an if Burrow, Chase, and Higgins play, they beat the Patriots that day. Matter of fact, I think they spank them. And I think they beat them bad. May couldn't score six times from the – anyway, that's a long story. Jeremy had a post on Twitter this morning about how they've been without Milton Williams. They're giving up 124 yards on the ground, 79 before him. And Drake May's been hit since that one left tackle, I forget his name, went out with an injury. He's out for a while. They've been giving up 2 to 3 more sacks a game. I think the Bills are favored by 1 to 2 point favorites. And I was watching a special on DraftKings a little while ago the other day, yesterday I think it was, on ESPN2, and they predict the spread's going to go up to 2.5 to 3 by week's end. A lot of people are picking the Bills because I think they're the better team. I look at the four games that the Patriots have. I believe they're going to go 1-3. Don't miscount the Dolphins. The Dolphins may need that last game. They might be fighting for that last playoff spot. I mean, I know it could be with Houston. Indy, I think, is done. They've got such a vicious schedule, and they might go to a 44-year-old quarterback. I don't know how that's going to work. But I look at the Patriots. I look at that Ravens game with the way they're giving yardage on the ground. I mean, Lamar might get the health a little bit healthy. They're still in it. I mean, they beat Pittsburgh again once more, and they win a couple. They win that game. That's an AFC game. So I think they're going to fight. So I look at the Bills, the Ravens, and the Dolphins to possibly help us. I mean, the Jets, they probably are already on the bus. I think that's the second last game of the year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And, and it's amazing. You go out and get Sauce Gardner, and I don't even think with Daniel Jones they would win another game, but they get Sauce Gardner, and they got worse. You know, they won one game with him. I know he got injured, mm-hmm. but still, I don't know what happened there, but, everybody gets on Bean for not going after him. Well, I don't think we really needed him. And I just look at the way Josh Allen's turning it up now. And the Bills, the way that Benford reminded me of that Ravens playoff game last year when somehow Lamar fumbled that football. We still don't know how he fumbled it. I still look back at that highlight. Just like, mm-hmm. how did Burrow throw that pass? It looked like it slipped out of his hand or something, or he tried to stop it. But just goes to show you, though, when, I saw that the Bills are one of the most feared teams. Some guy named Lazar out of New England put the teams mm-hmm. he don't want to face if he's New England. Is Buffalo and Houston, the two teams in the playoffs he does not want to face if he's the Patriots. But anyway, even some of the New England people are a little sketchy about this game, thinking that this is the Bills coming in. They're a good December team. I don't know. I just like that Diggs has gone away again like he did here in 23 at the end of the year. We phased him out of kind of the offense. He's got, what, like three catches a game since, the last four or five games? So I don't know how you feel, but I like the Bills' chances this week. And I'll tell you, they go 1-3. I mean, the Eagles look like, I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, that is true.
So I think this team, I said when they were 7-4, they were going to go in the next six. And the Pats, the Pats were going to go 1-3 in the last four. I still think that's going to be, if you win so many games in a row, you're going to peak too much. Look at all the teams.
Right.
And Vrabel had this shot. He was number one, I think, in 19, or I can't remember. He was number one in the conference, and they lost the first game.
Oh, Alan, yeah, no. Thanks for the call. You got a lot here, and I'm going to go through it here. And we'll start with that one. That was the Titans. And that was 2022 or 21. It was 2020. No, it was one of those. But it's the Bengals' pathway to the Super Bowl, actually. Because Cincinnati is the team that knocks them off. But they are the one seed, and they're like, oh, it's 2021. It was the sketchiest one that you could have seen with them because of how is it that the Titans end up with the first seed? Never forgetting the Tuesday night football abomination when it comes to the Titans and Bills in that one. As for New England, Alan, I'm glad that you brought it up about the division and there is a bit of a chance there. It is not necessarily New England that I'm crediting here with this. It is the fact that I don't trust the Baltimore Ravens to do the job. If they get two wins with the Ravens and Jets, it closes the door. Unfortunately, the Bills did give up a little too much ground here with New England that I think that it's going to be the case. And I just don't respect what Baltimore's been doing this season. New England has been able to, New England has been letting up more on the ground. But do I trust Baltimore to get it done? Derrick Henry doesn't look the same as he did in week one. It looks like it's finally slowing down for Derrick Henry, who is a machine amongst men. The Jets, yeah, they're just walking it back at this point. Miami is interesting, but does it get to that point is going to be the interesting question. I do like the Bills' odds against New England here, but I also don't love them. And that's the other thing. And that's perfectly fine. But I appreciate the call to give a little hope on that. I just wonder if the Bills let up a little too much ground in New England that they had to make up for. And ultimately, it could just slam the door in their face at this point. But we'll find out. That's the beauty of it. We're at with the Bills stabilizing and their December magic once again weaving its way through here, I think it's a lot more peaceful to talk about playoffs and seeding and everything like that when you have a lot more confidence that there's going to be an X next to the name after you get to a 9-4 record. That makes it feel a lot better. We'd be a little more contentious about the idea of even a playoff team if they hadn't gotten a 9 wins by now. So 803-0550, Carmen, I see you on hold. Stay there for the other side. We'll take a timeout, come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Josh probably got a couple LBs on him and kind of throw his shoulder in there probably a little bit more than I would want Drake to. But I think they're both great competitors. A lot of respect for Josh and just his ability to make something out of nothing.
That is Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel talking about Josh Allen, the ability that he has to make something out of nothing, and the high ceiling capability of the Buffalo Bills. And I didn't know that's where I was going to start going with today, and I'm happy that I've started to get there, which is the Bills might be the highest ceiling team in the AFC playoff picture. And that's not off base to say. They have the best quarterback in the AFC playoff picture. That's not all that crazy. The team that does make that sound crazy is Houston. And still, that game is incredibly infuriating. Houston's getting hot. Buffalo's getting hot. Don't let these teams get hot. New England has stayed hot, and I think that's the interesting thing, too. The Patriots keep winning. At some point, the rent comes due. Especially for a team that has played the weakest schedule in the NFL.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's hilarious that that is still very much obviously the case. Their strength of schedule is a 349. Second softest, oddly enough, Denver in first place in the AFC, 376. Denver's strength of victory is worse. And strength of victory is a much different thing in and of itself, because then you can look at like the Tennessee Titans, who have a 231, which is the worst in football because they don't win games. And if they do, it's against bad teams like Cleveland. So there you go. But the Bills are the high variance team. They are a high variance team, I should say. Them and Jacksonville both. But Buffalo has the higher ceiling. And it's not the ceiling that's going to scare me, it's the floor. The floor is going to be the problem. 803-0550 is the number to call. Do you trust the high variance of the Buffalo Bills in the postseason? It's not the ceiling, of course, that anyone's going to be scared of unless you're a fan of another team. Is the floor going to be enough to survive? And we've seen the floor. We saw it against a team that's right behind them in the playoff picture in Houston. We've seen the disappointment against Miami. That Atlanta game is still going to infuriate everybody. But do you trust the floor? And I think that's going to be the biggest question here. Get connected with our fans as we go to Carmen. As promised, thanks for holding through the break. Carmen, what you got?
Oh, hey, so thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I just want to pass along a little Buffalo Bills fun-filled fact that the first regular season game at Rich Stadium was against the Jets, and the last regular season that will ever be played in Highmark will be the Jets.
Carmen, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. And I do like fun facts like that. I do like to ask that question, too, about like the thoughts, your feelings about Highmark Stadium and the building. I don't have a lot of connection to it. Ever since I've been working here, I've attended one Bills game. That's just because I'm just doing the job and I'm not going to worry about it. So I don't have a lot of memories of Highmark Stadium. I didn't make it out to many games as a kid either. I still watched religiously, but I don't have a lot of memories of being there. There are far more people that have a lot more of those things. And the sooner and the closer we get to the end of the season is going to be a lot of chances to pour your feelings out to that. But if you also want to bring something up about it now, you can as well. I do think there is something poetic, though, about the first team that this building hosted and the last team that this building will host is the same team. And what, half of the time the Jets have not made the playoffs? I laugh in sabers so that I don't cry. But it is, back to it, about do you trust this team in the playoffs? And I think that there can be a variance of answers, much like the team's variance in its performances. I'm intrigued to see what happens. They got back to being interesting to me. After Houston, you had lost two of your last three. It hasn't looked good. Things are getting very concerning. And I think now, after the last couple of games, you know they're making the playoffs. It's not going to be as much of a question mark anymore. And they're doing it in ways that, yeah, It's good to see that they are complementing each other. The defense has a rough first half against Cincinnati. The offense is able to keep things up in the second half, adjust, make the necessary changes, and go. And then the defense, once the offense has it figured out, is able to spin the game on its head. Against Pittsburgh, the defense is the one that's flexing its muscles. They do allow a touchdown, but that's because of a turnover from the offense. The offense finally gets into gear in the second half after the defense takes the lead, does the job for them, but then the offense is the one that says, we're going to go put it away. We're going to call the same run play 29 times or whatever it was, but we're going to put it away. A lot of their impressive wins have been against flawed teams this year. That's not to be argued. Outside of like the LA Rams, is there not a flawed team anywhere else this year? Last week, the Bears were the one seed, okay? This year is so bizarre. And it's typically, even within the frustrating parts of the Bills season, been the way to say, oh, that's how the Bills are going to have their chance. The rest of the conference is weird. The rest of the league is weird this year. If the Bills can stabilize, their ceiling is they can punch through. That's typically what it's been year in and year out. It's the floor. Can they survive in the playoffs with the floor? 803-0550, the number to call. We'll go to Ken in North Carolina. Welcome into the Extra Point Show. Ken, what you got?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Tim.
Oh, Tim, sorry about that.
But no worries. I just wanted to say that the one thing that kind of concerns me about this team, and I'd love it if you could look up the data on this because I don't really have it, but it hasn't been talked about in a couple of weeks, is the average starting field position just seems, no matter who we play, we're losing that battle 10 times out of 10. Last week, it felt like the Bengals kept getting the ball at like the 30, 35 on repeat, and we were lucky to barely cross the 20. And I wanted to know what your thoughts were on that. But I don't know. This year just feels different. Like you said, there's a lot of parity in the NFL. And it's one of those things where I just think the Bills just need to do whatever they can to get in the tournament. I don't even think there's a benefit to really winning the division. I get you get a home playoff game, but would you rather play the Texans at home or would you rather go on the road to Pittsburgh? I think that that's a pretty clear answer for me, but yeah, I just wanted to know your thoughts. I think McDermott's doing a fantastic job, arguably one of his better jobs, you know, since taking over. He's doing far more with less this year, in my opinion, since they basically purged the roster in 2017 and he took that team to the playoffs. I actually think that McDermott's doing a really good job this year. Just want to hear your thoughts, Derek. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Thanks, Tim. And I appreciate that. When it comes to the average field position, they are towards the bottom of the league. They are not doing well with the return game. It is Brandon Connerton in his returns fell off a map so hard that they released him from the roster. And Ray Davis does have a return touchdown to him, but otherwise they're not doing as well with that. And every team knows to kick it to him because, well, you're not giving Josh Allen a touchback with these new rules. But yes, I do think, though, that McDermott has been doing a good job this year of navigating through this and helping Bobby Babich along. I think defensively, they are fantastic with adjustments out of the half defensively. Offensively, it depends on the game sometimes. But I think that the adjustments on the defensive side of the ball after the half are a major credit for how they are the best team in point differential in the NFL, in the second half. They are the best second half team in the league. So we sit there for the first 30 minutes of the game and we're pacing back and forth, mumbling this, that, and the other that I'm not going to repeat on air or anything like that, things that you're always thinking. But then in the second half, they always look great. And I think that's really one of the weirdest things about them this year is, again, even within game to game, they show their variance. And that is why they're going to be the scariest team for anyone to handle in the playoffs, including our own hearts. We'll go to Bryce in Pendleton. Bryce, what you got for us?
I agree with you 100%. I think from a variance standpoint, you look at like the Chiefs the past couple of years, when they've been there before, they know what it takes and they know when to turn on the Jets when they need it. I think Andy Reid's done that. I think McDermott being a part of that tree will do the same thing. I just think that, again, because of the parity and because of how balanced it is, we can come at a different attack based on somebody else's weakness.
Bryce, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And it is more or less, there's also a different factor in this. And experience in a postseason when you don't make it all the way is a factor to take with a little bit of a grain of salt. You know, you don't make it until you've been there. This is how it goes. Even the Chiefs had to fight through dealing with the Patriots before they became the Chiefs. But then the Bengals run through there. There's nothing about experience in the book about that one. And I think that that's where it gets to, is you can take the experience side of it with a grain of salt. You don't have the experience until you get it. How do you get it? Well, sometimes you take the lumps. Sometimes you just make it through. The Bills have taken their lumps. Painfully, as we are all acutely aware of. Will that help them? Can it help them? Yes. Will it? We're going to find out. It could also turn into the experience that they have and that they've shown in the playoffs, which is, in the biggest moments, particularly against Kansas City, they have made one less play than their opponent. And does that creep into people's minds? People playing this game are still human. Those things could come up. That is something that would happen or could happen. Can this team survive its floor, which is low? Its valleys are low. Can they survive their valley? Can they survive their low point? That's going to be the question that we're all going to be waiting with bated breath in about a month's time. We'll wrap up the segment here with Denny. Denny, welcome into the Extra Point Show. What you got?
So I got a couple things real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So all week we've been talking about how great we are at those halftime adjustments, which we are. My question, though, is why do we have to wait till the end of the half in order for that to happen? Mm-hmm. You know, like we were playing too far off wide receivers in the first half. You know, we weren't blitzing. And then, you know, you go in and you make those decisions and everything changes. Why can't we do that on, you know, in the first quarter? And my second one is just the way that I look at the Bills this year. I look at them like the 99 Sabres, you know, like Josh is that Dominic Hasek figure. Mm-hmm. And he was, you know, surrounded by, you know, not a bunch of bums, but, you know, a bunch of B-level players, kind of like the Bills this year. So he had to play hero hockey to get us to where we need to be, and that was, a Stanley Cup final. And, yeah, guess what? Josh is also going to have to play that hero ball in order to get us to where we need to go, and that's why we signed him to that huge contract, because that's the expectation. So I'm still psyched about the season. Obviously, there's still injuries where people can come back, which will strengthen us, but that's my feeling on this season.
Denny, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And, yeah, I do. So to answer the adjustments thing, I'll tell you right now, 10 minutes of being able to be in the locker room without like the game actively going on does wonders. Oh, does it do wonders? Because you can actually collect all the data and then actually have a brief conversation that can really make the difference. And sometimes it's also because, well, teams game plan around you. And you may have planned for things properly heading into the week, but the other, like your opponent does this too. That's the other portion of this. And that's why adjustments are key. If the Bengals are doing something that they didn't show necessarily very commonly on tape, you need to properly adjust for it. You do need to make the changes that the game is showing you now instead of what they've been showing. I'm very encouraged by the fact that the Bills are great at making the changes on the fly because it shows the improvisation that you need to survive. That's encouraging. And it's a lesson learned. It's learned the hard way, but it is a lesson learned. Will it work ultimately? We're going to find out. But it is an encouraging sign. So, yes, you'd like them to be better with the game script and things that they drew up specifically for the opponent. But if I have to take a choice between the two, I would much rather be the one that's able to adjust on the fly and make the corrections than be the team that can only work within game script and then fails to or refuses to, which is worse, make the changes needed and be hard-headed. And sometimes I see that within the Bills, depending on the side of the football. 803-0550 is the number to call. Take a timeout. Wrap up hour number one. Primetime players at 11 o'clock, looking at and highlighting some of the best performances in sports over the weekend. I got to tell you, I hate half of my list for that. You'll find that out at 11 o'clock on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Wrapping up hour number one here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And as always, that's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Thanks to everyone that's calling in so far in the first hour here as we've been talking about the high variance Buffalo Bills. And what does it mean for the playoffs? Do you believe in them? And there's a lot to the discussion. There's plenty of nuance. There's plenty of concern, encouragement. Again, the variation within your feelings is going to be very similar to the variation within this team's capabilities. They are a high-ceiling, low-floor team. And that is terrifying for everybody involved. Buffalo's one of the two teams that you're probably looking at going, oh, great, I don't want to face them if you're a fan in another market. And then there's also the Bills that show up in Atlanta. Or there's the Bills that show up against Miami, where the offense just falls flat on its face and they don't recover. It's going to be fascinating. But I think that there's a lot more of a pleasant discussion to have about it now. That, and it has to do with the fact that it is more and more likely that you are going to see an X next to Buffalo's name. Because of that, because there's a little comfort you can take in that, that's where it makes things feel better. New England, Cleveland, Philadelphia, New York. Those are the last four games of the season. It's not what I'd call easy. Cleveland has a talented defense that can really frustrate you. Philadelphia, the same thing. Those two also have offenses that, man, you want to talk about the Bills with the inconsistencies sometimes? Those two would like to go ahead and play the world's smallest violin for us. The Jets are the Jets. But it will be interesting. How long does Buffalo stay alive in the division conversation is also going to be the other thing. And would you really want to see Houston in the first round right away? I don't know if I like that answer either. But it's all answers that we're going to find out together. 803-0550 is the number to call. Coming up next, some primetime players highlighting the best players and performances from the weekend that was here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer here with you. Thanks for hanging out with me on WGR.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.